The deadly London Bridge attack during the weekend has sparked a political fight in the UK, but it's also rekindled debate here about reducing the risk of similar attacks. The attacker had been released early from prison over terrorism offences, and now Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, just days out from an election, has vowed to strengthen jail sentences. Some Australian security and counter-terrorism experts are also questioning whether convicted terrorists can be rehabilitated. Gavin Coote takes a look.
Saskia Jones had been at a prisoner reform event when she was fatally stabbed in Friday's terrorism attack on London Bridge. The 23-year-old was a graduate of Cambridge University, as was the other victim, 25-year-old Jack Merritt. Saskia Jones has been described by her family as having a wonderful thirst for knowledge and a passion for supporting victims of criminal injustice. And the justice system itself has now taken centre stage, as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson promises to make prison sentences tougher for people convicted of terrorism offences.
I think it's ridiculous, I think it's repulsive that individuals as dangerous as this man should be allowed out after serving only 8 years. And that's why we are going to change the law.
The attacker, Usman Khan, was shot dead by police following the attack. He'd been previously jailed for his involvement in a terrorist plot to blow up the London Stock Exchange and had been released last year, halfway through his 16-year sentence. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn was asked on Sky News whether people convicted of terrorism charges should serve a full sentence.
I think it depends on the circumstances, depends on the sentence, but crucially depends on what they've done in
prison. So not necessarily then?
No, not necessarily, no. I think there has to be an examination of how our prison services work and crucially what happens to them on release from prison.
Usman Khan was wearing an electronic tag at the time of the attack, and now questions are being raised in Australia about whether the right measures are in place to prevent convicted terrorists from endangering the public.
It's such a fine line. If we get it wrong, unfortunately, the price is huge.
Peter Moroney was a senior member of the New South Wales Police's Terrorism Investigation Squad for a decade. He argues, like a criminal jailed for drug offences, a terrorist may change their ways once they're released, but all too often it's a cycle.
In a normal situation when a person's incarcerated and if they've been paroled and released, generally we say, look, you've served your time, you've served your penance, time for a second chance. But that approach, unfortunately, with the nature of terrorism, can't really happen. We've got to look beyond release.
Clark Jones is a counter-terrorism expert with the Australian National University. He agrees there have been situations where the release of a convicted terrorist has gone horribly wrong, but thinks more can be done to reduce the risk of recidivism, both pre- and post-release.
I think we're kidding ourselves to think that in every release or early release or any sort of supervision order, parole order, that it's going to be 100% right all the time. Whether we're offering the right programs that cater for the right sort of cultural background, religious background, I'm not sure if we've got it right yet.
People convicted of terrorism offences can be indefinitely detained in Australia in some cases, but some question whether simply imprisoning terrorists will erase the threat. Anne Ali is a federal Labor MP and international counter-terrorism expert.
We can't incarcerate people forever and we can't arrest our way out of this. We're going to need programs that look at, once somebody is released, how do we still manage, if there is a risk, how do we assess risk and how do we manage risk after that?
Do you believe there are some cases where that risk of recidivism is too real and there's just no pathway to rehabilitation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are cases that are just lost causes that cannot be rehabilitated. And in those cases, the best thing that you can do is remove the opportunity, either through continued incarceration or through some form of monitoring where you completely remove any kind of opportunity for that person to carry out attack.
Labor MP and counter-terrorism expert Anne Ali. Gavin Coote with that report.